This year was made available the Ili Nishmas, Zev Burech ben Shmiel, and Feige Bas Amon Yeshaya. Tahay Nishmusam Tzrira B'Tzroir HaChaim.
Zayin Omed Aleph, eight shuris up from the bottom. Mumi Azlin and Vosabasa. We said above in the Gemara that in a box in which he keeps bread or provisions, and he constantly is using the box, taking out and putting in new provisions, if you find something in the box now and you want to know is it from the old kind or from the last kind, we say it's the last kind. Because the chazokah is that constantly as he uses the box, he empties out the old kind, he puts in the new kind. So therefore, if the box had been used for Chomesh Dikeh and then later for Pesach Dikeh, so we say the last thing that we find there right now is probably Pesach Dikeh. For the Chomesh Dikeh, he took out and used it. Do you go after Basar Basar? Do you follow that principle? Because there's not another principle you might follow. What were the majority of things you used in that box? Let's say you used a great deal of chametz, only a small amount of Pesach Dikeh. So maybe we should ignore the fact that the Pesach Dikeh was the last and go after the majority of the use of that box. But you say no, you say we disregard the roiv, the majority of things that are put into the box. We go only basar basar, what was the last thing we used? So you're asking the kasha. So first talk over to your neighbor what the kasha is, and we'll go on further. Tanya, we learn Rabbi Yaisi Bal Yudoim Teva, a box. Shenishtam shubo mois chulin. They used in it money of chulin, ordinary money, or mois maisa, and money of maisa sheni. Now maisa sheni money is us to spend here. You have to take it to Yerushalayim and spend. Now the question is, if he has that box now and he finds money inside of it, he doesn't know what this money is. Is it chulin money or ma'aser sheni money? So what do you do? Im roiv chulin chulin. If the majority of the use of that box was for chulin, so we say this money is chulin. Im roiv ma'aser ma'aser. If the majority was used for ma'aser sheni money, so we say most likely the money that you find now is ma'aser sheni money. So the question is, why do you go after the majority? Lazel boso boso. Let's go after what he last used it for. He remembers, let's say, that the last time he put Ma'aser Sheni money there. It doesn't mean he knows for sure he took out the Chulin money, but there wouldn't be any question. But he knows he had put Ma'aser Sheni money at the end. He know that. So why don't you say that probably he took out the Chulin money as he used it every day, and the last thing he put in was Ma'aser Sheni money, so let's say it's Ma'aser Sheni now. And ignore the fact that up to the Ma'aser Sheni money, the majority of the use had been for Chulin. We don't say that. We go after the majority. And we ignore the fact that the last thing is Ma'aser Sheni. So Kasha said that. Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. He's answering, it's a case where we don't know what the last one was. Oh, Chabad Ma'aser asking here, with what are we dealing? He used in that box money of chulin and used money of ma'aser sheni. But the ein yodea, he does not know, is a member, so which one was at the end. Now, therefore, the whole question now is, what was the last thing he used it for? If we knew that, it would solve the problem. Since we don't know, so we say, since the majority of the use was chulin, so probably the last thing that he used it for was also chulin. Or the majority of ma'aser sheni, the proper last thing was Ma'aser Sheni. If we knew which was the last thing, we forget about the roiv. But since we don't know, and our question is, what was the last thing he used it for? You go after the roiv and say, that was the last thing he used it for. Say that. I was with Omar, he says, if he used, as we thought, sometimes this and sometimes this, because probably people don't use it for two kinds of money at the same time. But the mix-up would make trouble, to mix Ma'aser Sheni and Chulin. So probably when he used this, he didn't use this. on the question is, what was the last thing? But he said, no, it's a case, kegon shenishtam shabot tzibur and tzibur, and he used two separate piles. He knows he always kept ma'aser sheni money there, and he kept chulin money too in two separate piles. So therefore, there was no last. And therefore, the question is then, what's the most money that was in that box? And according to the most money, the rei was in the box, that's what we say it is there now. See that? Papa doesn't like that teretz, because people wouldn't be so careless as to use chul and ma'aser sheni at one time. So it's a box that they use sometimes for chulin alone, and sometimes for ma'aser sheni alone. And even though we know what was the last, so you don't go after the last. Why? Kegon dishtaker begumen. They found a coin stuck in a crevice between the boards. And when a man sticks his hand into the box to take out the money, all the money that he can feel, he takes out before he puts in new money. But since this money was already stuck in a crevice between the boards, when he put his hand in, he didn't feel it. So therefore, the principle of going basa basa doesn't apply here. Basa basa only applies when each time he takes out everything of the old money, puts in new money. But here, he could have taken out all the old money that was before and left that coin that's stuck in the crevice. He didn't feel it. So therefore, basa basa doesn't apply. Only way you can solve it is by going after the rei. See? Now there are two mitzvahs about Pesach, about chametz. One is beyur chametz, getting rid of the chametz. One is bitul chametz, nullifying the chametz. And both are d'oraisa. For there's no mitzvah of the Torah of bedikas chametz. That's only a takonas hachamim. Therefore, when you're making bedikas chametz, you don't make a bracha on bedikas chametz. You make a bracha on beyor chametz, because that's the purpose of the bedikah, to get rid of the chametz. So the bracha on chametz is beyor chametz. Omar Rav Yudah, haboidek, when he's making the bedikah, tzorech shiva, he has to make a bracha. Even on a mitzvah de rabbanan, after all, it's a mitzvah de rabbanan, because the beetle is not making right now, that's afterwards. The beyor is not making on the spot, so it's bedikah. And still, the nusach of it is biyor chametz, because the bedikah is because of the biyor. You have to make a bracha. What bracha does it make? Rav papi omar mishmei darove, levoya chametz, asher kirishon lebi mitzvah so tzivon, levoya chametz, to get rid of the chametz. Rav papi omar mishmei darove, two different reports, but Rabbi said, al biyor chametz. Not Levoy, but Al Beyacham. That's the Machlekes. Now, the Gemara explains. They don't disagree with each other entirely. But Levoy, to say Levoy, everybody will agree, it certainly means future tense. Now, when you're doing a mitzvah, you make the bracha before you do the mitzvah. So the bracha is speaking about the future mitzvah that you're going to do immediately afterwards. You can't say a lesson of past tense on a mitzvah that you're going to do. You have to say future tense. So levoya, everybody agrees, would be good. It means lehaba, future. So there's really no machlekes in that. Ki pligi, when there's a machlekes, al beyor. If al beyor can be used for a mitzvah that you're going to do, or maybe al beyor refers to something you've done already. Therefore, it's not suitable for a mitzvah that you're going to do. One holds its past tense from before it means. Al beyor, on the beyor that's already accomplished. How can you make such a bracha on a mitzvah that you're going to do now? He holds al beyor also means lehaba. So therefore, you can use al beyor just as well as you use levoya. So everybody agrees levoya would be good. Machlik is albeyor, say that. Tosfos explains, because of a certain reason we'll see later, that the machlekes in aldeor is not absolute that one said it means past tense. Everybody agrees aldeor could also mean future too. Only the one that said you don't make aldeor, but levoya holds aldeor means more past than it means future. Therefore, it's not suitable. And the other one says, no, albeir is just as suitable for future as for past. So again, livoyer chametz, everybody agrees, means future, and that's all. Albeir, also everybody agrees. It could be used for past tense, but the one holds that since it's mostly used for... Everybody holds that albeir also can be used for future tense. But because... it can be used, it's mostly used for past, it's not suitable. The other one holds, no, albeir is just as suitable for future as for past. Now talk it over before we go on. Now pay attention. Tesis has a reason why it says that. We'll see later the reason. Livoyer, everybody agrees, means only future. Albeir, everybody agrees, it could mean future too. But one holds it more likely to mean past than future. That's why it's not suitable for a bar. The other one holds it just as likely to be used for past as for future as for past. Therefore, you can make it for a bar. So again, aldeor, that's the machlekes here. One says aldeor, it's true, it could be used for future. But since more likely it means past, that's why don't make aldeor before a mitzvah. The other one holds, no, albeir is just as suitable for future as for past. Once more. We learn by Mila that make Boruch Hashem Kiddushonu b'mislisa Sivonu al ha-Mila. That's like albeir. And that's done before the Baisa, just before he makes the Mila. So you see it's proper to use that for a mitzvah. So you see it means future just as well as past. The Kasha, the one that said you don't make albeir, only livoyer. So you have to make lomoyel. According to him, we should make lomoyel. And here, you still be seeing make al hamilo, say the Kasha. And for the Gemara, by rights, you should make a brocha lomoyel. Why does make al hamilo? There's a reason. Hosom there, hechenin, how could he say it? Name a lomel, should it say lomel? Lomel would mean, now the male is mal. And the father is standing nearby, ready to make the other bracha lachnisa. So you mean to say, can the male say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me to be mal? Lomel commanded me to be mal? Didn't command me to be mal. Lo sage, it's not possible the lav ihu mal, he himself shouldn't be the male, the father. Or somebody else could be male. It's not his son. He doesn't have to be mal. Therefore, the male says, Allah, he commanded us concerning Mila. Concerning Mila? So I stepped in to do the mitzvah. Well, I was delegated to do the mitzvah. But he would say, lo moil, it would mean he commanded me to mal. That's why he doesn't make lo moil, but Allah mil. Allah mila means, in general, commanded us about Mila, and I was delegated to do it. Now we got to see why Tesha said, that al-hamila can also mean future too. Either one that said you don't make the bracha that way, but for some necessity you can make it. Now, if he held that al-bir chometz or al-hamila always is past tense, just because of this you make a false nusach of a bracha, because he's the one who not commanded. So you must say, Tesha says, that even one that says you make levoyer, still he holds that albeir sometimes can mean future tense. Even when it says you make levoy and not albeir, he admits that sometimes albeir could mean future tense. But usually it means past tense. Now, since sometimes it can mean future tense, it's a case of necessity, you can use it like in the case of the male. Say that. Suppose the father of the son is making the mila himself. What can you answer? Why should he make al hamilo? And three more. He shouldn't make al hamilo. Yeah, I agree that you make a long moil. She said, when do you make al-hamilo? Because out of necessity. When the male is the one is doing a milo, he's not obligated to do it, so he can't say long moil. But enoch enami, when the father is making the milo himself, the father should say long moil. Say that. Makes the esther kashe. Baruch Hashem Kiddushanu b'mitzvah Yisro Tzivonu al HaShechita. Now that bracha you have to make before the Shechita. So you see al HaShechita, like al Bir, is future. So it's a kasha, one that says you have to make always Livoyer, you should have said Lishchet, say the kasha. And tell the Gemara Hosam, now they're also the same answer. How should he say? Name of Lishchet is to say, he has to shecht, Lishchet, commanded us to shecht. Lo sagi is not enough, I mean, it's not necessary, is it essential? But la yusha, he himself shouldn't shecht? He couldn't be himself, he must shecht himself. Lo sagi, it's not possible that he himself shouldn't shecht. He can shecht, but somebody else too. Who said you have to shecht this behemoth? Nobody's going to shecht this behemoth. Somebody else can shecht the behemoth, so therefore, there's no special chiyuv on anybody to shecht. And therefore, since there's no chiyuv to shecht the behemoth, you want to eat the shecht. But who says, I have to shecht? Somebody else can shecht. And therefore, there's no chiyuv, no personal chiyuv on shechita. And therefore, he can say, lishchet. Ava shechita, we command about shechita. We command that should be shechita done. That's all. Say that. Frag de Gemara, Pesach, Akovim Pesach. Akovim Pesach is an obligation on the owner of the Kovim to shecht his Kovim. Of course you can delegate it too, but suppose a man is shechting his own Kovim Pesach. Or Kochim, it's an obligation for a man to shecht his Kovim. Kahanim don't have to shecht the Kovim. The owner shecht the Kovim, only he delegates it to somebody else to do it. But suppose the owner is doing it himself. Ma'ikil, what can you say? He surely is obligated, so why should he make a bracha lishchet? If lishchet means just as much, if al hashchita is more mashmi past tense, so lishchet he should say. Like what do you say? Answer, because he's obligated, so he cannot make lishchet. So why does he make al hashchita always, even if the owner of the kom? And for him, enoch enami. If the owner of the kovim is doing the shechita, he doesn't say al hashechita, he says lishchet. Say that. Or, nothing to be confused by, the one who says al bir means future, so it's good why you say al hashechita and al hamila. But the one that says al means more past tense than future, so why do you say al by shechita and by mila? So he says, you're right. Al means past tense more than future, and you shouldn't use it. But in the case of shechita and mila, where the person is not obligated to do it, you cannot say lishchet or lomo. It would imply he's obligated. That's why in this case, you use a less preferred form, you say al. Because al, like I explained, also means future, everybody agrees, but it means more past according to this mandama. But in a case where you cannot say lomel and lishnet, that would imply he is obligated, so then he falls back on al, but al sometimes also means future. Say once more to your neighbors and go on. Maybe ask the kasha, or is a lulav l'atzma. When a man makes a lulav, puts together the lulav, Mevorech shechyonu mikimonu yonu l'zman hazeh. We are neig that we make it only when the first time we are a kind of mitzvah of the tzivus lulav. But according to Rish Daldin, he used to make it when he made the lulav, the whole lulav he put together. So he makes a bracha on shechyonu. Netolo losses when he took it to Beyetz on Yom Tov, Emor he says, Asher kiddushonu b'mitzvah tzivonu al netilas lulav. So here you see, al means future. So kasha, one that says you have to make livoyer chametz and not al bir chametz. And for more shanas, there is difference. But there is past tense. Why is it past tense? The Be'idne, the Ark, when he picked it up, nothing, we already see. Therefore, the Broche is made on the past mitzvah they just finished. I'll soon see more about that. Right now, that's how he's saying. When he picked it up, before meeting with his hand, he was Yetzi immediately. So the Broche is not for the future, it's for the past. So therefore, any mitzvah that you're going to do, like be your chometz, you're going to do it, he said, you have to make levoya, can't make albiya. But here you can make al natilas lu, because it's for the mitzvah that was already finished. It's up to you. So, if he already was Yetzi by picking it up, why did he say he took it to be Yetzi? It makes the Broche. Lord says, by it should say Yosef Bein Boiler. When it was Yetzi by picking it up, then it makes that Broche. If that's how you explain the Nusach of the Broche, because it's on the past act, it should have said the language, the past act, Yosef. And for the Enoch and Nami, yes, it's so. It should have said Yotzobay. Why does it say in the Torah? Lotzobay? He wants to make it rhyme with a sefer. But there he's talking about lots. There you have to use that language for a reason. We'll soon see. Mishum de Koboy, the Mishum Sefer. But he wants to learn in the sefer. Leishay Vasuke. Tona Leishay Gabnami, also Lotzobay. But actually, he should have said Yotzobay. The Tona Sefer. A man makes a sukkah for himself. If he makes a sukkah for somebody else, he doesn't make any shechyonu. If he's making a sukkah for himself, even before yontiv, he makes shechyonu. Borech atu Hashem shechyonu, kimonu yonu lezmanazeh. Nichnos leishibah, he enters to sit in it, and a borech asher kideshonu v'mitzvot, it's one leishibah sukkah. Now there, it's a broche, just before he's becoming the mitzvah. But walking in is not yet the mitzvah. Mitzvah is when he settles in the sukkah. That's a be. A sukkah is teish for shiva shamim. Doesn't mean that after sitting down, but you have to be in the sukkah, dwell in the sukkah. So as he just walked in, he makes the broche. We make the broche at evening, whatever it is. So to show that we're already kavua in the sukkah. So he came in before he sat down. He makes the bracha. That's the bracha before he is doing the mitzvah. Leishay v'sukkah. Now we see, leishay, that's according to everybody, like we said above, Amit Aleph. The voyer, everybody agrees is good. He makes leishay, because before the mitzvah is fulfilled. But because in the sefer it says leishay, which is talking before he did the mitzvah, so in the leishay, all the leishay talking about already did the mitzvah, and she should have said, Yosef, it says, not all, it took losses, but to be Yetzi. Actually, he was Yetzi already. That's why he makes the Broche Al Netilas Lul, because already was Yetzi by picking it up. Say that. The Hiltus, the Broche is, it makes Al Be'er Chometz. And Tesh explains, Al Be'er Chometz is also good. Like Gemara said, Amadal, the Voyer, everybody holds, you can make. Al Be'er is a Machlekes. Now in Paskin, Albeir is also good because it means just as much future as past. Now according to this, we go back and we don't have to learn the difficult pshat that the other mandam I learned in this Oyse Lulu Atzma. The Tole Lots his book. He makes Al Natilas Lulu because he's Yesu. No, not because he's Yesu already. He makes Al Natilas Lulu, that's for the future. Al Natilas Lulav for the future, not because he's Yetzi. The question is, actually, was Yetzi who picked it up? So we can say he picked it up upside down, or he picked it up with the intention not to be Yetzi, or because he has some more to do, he's not finished yet, he has to make Nanuim yet, the various explanations. So therefore, he won't have to say, he doesn't have to say, Nitole V'yotzebo. Like the other one said, it means he was Yetzi already, but not because Yetzi by picking it up. No. Even before he does the mitzvah, the right nusach is Al Netilas Lulav, because it means future just as well as past. Now the question is, it was asked before by some people here, why should you say a nusach where the machlek is? Why shouldn't you say Levoyer that everybody agrees on? And Tesha says both are good. Now, Some in the Shulchan Aruch Paschim say only al birachamim. They don't say levoya. So it makes the question even more difficult. What's wrong with levoya? Levoya kulam aleplegim arzelam adalat. So some say we say al birachamim in order to demonstrate the lomdus. But levoya has no trick to know that it means future. So we have to demonstrate. The Klal Yisrael demonstrates that we follow the Gemara's psak. We have a munna that al bir also means future.
Everybody, however, put in the word says or holds, may he call it binan librochi from beforehand. You have to make the bracha. May he call it from beforehand binan. We need the bracha to make the bracha. It means the bracha must be made before the mitzvah and not after the mitzvah. We know them, for where do we know that? Domar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, kol ha-mitzvos, mevorech aleihem oiver la'asiyos, as he's passing over to do it, as he's getting ready to do it. I mean, not some time before, and surely not after, but just as he's about to do the mitzvah, he says the bracha, oiver, as he passes over, just about to do the mitzvah, make the bracha first. Now, but this expression, Eivel Asayosim, that Shmuel used, was an unusual expression. But Eivel sometimes can mean pass behind. So therefore, the Gemara asks, my Mashma, how does it seem to mean the high Eivel, this language Eivel that Shmuel used, Lishne the Hagdum is a lotion of prefacing. You have to preface the mitzvah with a bracha. Where do you find Eivel is used beforehand? Now that's not like always the Gemara brings proofs on the halacha. They're bringing proofs in the language of the one that said this halacha. How do we know that this oiva means beforehand, that Shmuel said? Omer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok Domar Kro, Vayoras Achimatz Derech Hakika. Achimatz ran through the plain, it means he made a shortcut. And he passed the Cushi, was sent with the errand, he went ahead of the Cushi. So Ovar means he went ahead. That's an example of going ahead. So when Shmuel said, Ovar Asiyos, it means ahead, before you make the mitzvah, you have to say that. Abaya Omar Mehochim. From here we see. Behu Ovar Livnei, he passed before them. Here's a question of Eivel, or going before. The boy is saying, another proof that by brings Behokah here, by Yahweh, Malkom Bethlehem, the king will pass before them, by Hashem, Baresh, Hashem will be at their head, means in front of them. So here we see also that the word Eivel is sometimes used to pass ahead. Now that's just explaining Shmuel's lesson. But the halacha was said by Shmuel, he didn't bring any pasuk. He just said, it's a takonis chachomim to make a bracha, and the takonis was to make the bracha before the mitzvah. Be'rav omri, in Yeshiva Rav said, when he commented on Shmuel's rule, that the bracha must always be before the mitzvah, chutz min atzvila b'shechem, except the bracha on tzvila and the bracha on shefa. That is not done before, it's done after. Now what tzvila means, we'll soon see. Tzvila says, Bishlam, this is right, tzvila. You don't make the bracha beforehand, the akati, because still, or yet, gabra lechazer, a man is not fit. Rashi learns, if it is tzvila, because it's a balkeri, so it's also to say divrei Torah until his table. So beforehand he couldn't say a bracha, that's divrei Torah. Therefore he has to wait until his table, he becomes toher, then he can make the bracha. That's an exception. Why the bracha is not said before the tefillah. Elo shefa on my time, and why should the bracha on shefa not be said before tekiyah shefa? And if you want to say an answer, maybe the kids will come out wrong. It means he'll try, and he won't succeed in making a proper kids. And therefore, you make a bracha beforehand, it'll be a bracha about Torah. Therefore, to make sure it won't be a bracha in vain, first he makes the proper tzkiyas, and then he says the bracha. That's the reason. When you shech, how do you shech properly? Sometimes you don't shech correctly, and it's an avela, and the bracha is for nothing. So you should also wait to make the bracha after the shech, and mila also. Not always the meal is successful. So you cannot say that's the reason, because you see, you do make a bracha before the shechita and before the meal. So what's the reason they don't make a bracha before the kiyah shechita? Elo omar al chista, leave out the word kiyah shechita. Chutz milah tefillah bilvad. Only tefillah alone is the only time when a bracha is made, not before the mitzvah. Itma. That's how you should learn. And the statement learned above, you always make a bracha beforehand, except in the case of tefillah. That's what we learn, itma, but not shechita. Say that. Tanya nami ochel lande bosa ba'isilos. We said above, in the case of tefillah, the bracha is not before. Toval the ola, if he was tevil, and then he went out of the water, when he comes out, and Rashi says that's by all kinds of tefillah, even those tefillahs that he would be permitted to make a bracha beforehand, like a man who was tummy because he touched a dead share, it's something else. But because in the case of tefillahs balkeri, he wasn't permitted to say a bracha beforehand, only afterwards. So, after all thrillers, Rashi said, the bracha is made afterwards because of that. Say that. Tesfis, ala thrillah. Tesfis, ala thrillah. Tesfis will disagree with Rashi at first, when Rashi says, all thrillers have the same procedure, the bracha is made afterwards. Ala thrillah. Ome Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Hananu, v'shem ha-goyim, Davke betvilas geya. That's the only case when a bracha is made afterwards, when the geya is tevil. The lechozik kedem tevil. He's not fit before tevil. The lemotzil before tevil. He's not able to say v'tzivoni. He commanded us. He was before tevil. He wasn't a yisrael. How could he say he's commanded? The akati nochi. He's still a goy before tevil. That's why he has to make the bracha after his table. So only in this case, Tesis says, only tefillah's geir, the bracha is made after the tefillah. Avol shor chayvei tefillah, all others that must go tefillah, they go in balkeri, or kayetzu, and similar things, mutar levorach, he can make a bracha beforehand. And what about Rashi's argument that balkeri is also b'divrei Torah? So Tesis explains, kidei amrinin, b'perek misha mezu, Nohu Oma, the world is nay, kitlose sofe, like three zakenim. One of them is Rabbi Yehuda, be a Baal Keri. A Baal Keri, although many held, that is also b'divrei Torah, sheyochol yispal, is permitted to daven, or levorach, and make brochas, and to learn, kedem to even before tefillah. So therefore, all chai ve'tefillah, make a bracha before the tefillah, according to Tesis. We don't say that we make the same rule by all of them, no. Rashi says, because a balkeri cannot make a bracha before tefillah, because it's also b'divrei Torah, so all chayvei tefillah make a bracha afterwards, as a low plug, not to make any distinctions. But Tesis doesn't hold that. Tesis says, only a geir has to make the bracha afterwards, but he can't make it before, for he's a goy. And therefore, everybody who goes tefillah makes the bracha beforehand, even a balkeri. And the balkeri is muta b'divrei Torah, according to the final decision of the Gemara, was we are knowing, like Rabbi Yehuda, that balkeri is muta b'divrei Torah, despite all the other opinions that said it's awesome. Say up to here first. So according to Rabbeinu Hananu, when a woman is tevel in a mikveh, she should make a bracha beforehand. But af al pi kein still, oimeri, the ein ligyal benoshim, we shouldn't rebuke the women, shemevorches achar atfil, who make a bracha in the mikveh after the tefillah. Why? Kiben di ketfilas geir, the lo motzi levorech. Since there's a case of tefillas geir, you cannot make the bracha beforehand, lo chilka, so we can say and make no distinction. In this sense, they follow Rashi shita that you say lo blue. Only Rashi says because it's tefillas balkeri, they say no, because it's tefillas geir. So therefore, Tesis says, the Ri says, that those who hold that way, we don't rebuke them. And they say always, by tefillah, to make the bracha afterwards, so you shouldn't make a loy plug with tefillah's geir. The chayim benetila shadayim, when you wash your hands, lo chilku benetila shel... Now, the difference. When you wash your hands, it depends. If you're washing your hands, your hands are clean, and you're washing your hands, let's say, for eating, so you can make a bracha beforehand, because your hands are clean beforehand. The man comes out of the Beis HaKisa, however, he cannot make a bracha on the Tila Shadayim beforehand until he washes his hands first, then he can make a bracha. So it would seem it's a difference when you're washing your hands, you're coming out of the Beis HaKisa or not. So the taste is a little filthy, make no distinction. Bein Tila Shalacha Beis HaKisa, in the case like that, the Lo Motzi Levorech Kedem, you couldn't make a bracha beforehand. So therefore, in the Tilish Adayim, they always taste the Siddur. He says, always make a bracha after the Tilish Adayim. That's what the Ri says. In case of the Tilish Adayim, you washed first, and then you made a bracha. And why is that? Because sometimes you come out of the Beis HaKisa, you cannot make the bracha beforehand. Mihu bot, bin the Tilish yesh tam acher. By the Tilish Adayim, there's another reason, levorech acher na Tilish kedem nika. When you make a bracha after washing, before drying your hands. Why is that? Because the mitzvah of Netilas Shadayim has two parts, washing the hands and drying your hands. So therefore, as long as you didn't dry your hands yet, the mitzvah is still not done. Therefore, you can make a bracha after washing your hands, before drying. It's also called Eva Laseyosa. Kedam Inen Oichol Lechem. He eats bread, the low nigh of Yadayim, without drying his hands. Therefore, you must dry your hands as part of the mitzvah. So there we have two reasons now why by the Tila Shadayim you make the bracha after washing your hands. One, because loy blue, because of coming out of the Beis HaKisa. And the second is because always you're not finished with the mitzvah until you dry your hands. Say that. The following is off the subject. The Tila Shadayim, as some say, comes to the word natle. In Gemara language, that's a keli. A natla is a keli that they use to wash their hands. And some say in the Tila Shadayim word hitil. He throws water on his hands. Same word as tal, something gets cast down, poured down on the earth. The Tila Shadayim is pouring water on his hands. But yesh mefarshin, the bechol tvilis koma, in the case of all tvilis, it says that gabra lechazi, a man is not fit. Learning pshat in the Gemara, not a loy plu. In tefillas, a man is not fit to make a bracha beforehand. Why not? The kodim sheyarad l'mayim ein esof levorech. Before he goes into the water, he should not make a bracha. Dilmei mishum biyasus l'mayim. Maybe because of the fear of the water, mivna he might refrain. Below top on table, he might be afraid it's too cold or too deep. He's afraid to go in. So therefore, sometimes a man approaches the water, then he backs out. So therefore you don't make a bracha beforehand until you're in the water. Now when you're in the water, question, why don't you make a bracha before you duck your head? But the tefillah is not done until you duck your head under the water. So why shouldn't you make a bracha standing in the water when your head is above the water? This is says, no. V'acha sheyored, all who are then is naked in the water. Also the water, mishum deliber es elah, because his heart sees the elah, even though his head is above the water. He's not seeing the elbow, but between his heart and the elbow, there's no mechitza. So therefore, the bracha has to be made after he finishes the tefillah, and then he comes out and covers himself up, makes a bracha. Or, some do it this way. After his after his table, they put their hands across their breast and make the bracha. So it should be a chitzah between the wave and the elbow. In the Gemara, the Oyach HaNeah, the Bedike must be by the light of a Neah. Now exactly what kind of a Neah we're talking about, we'll see later. Where do we know these things? That Bedike should be Oyach HaNeah? Omer Rav Chisda, well, Magni we learn Mitzia Mimitzia. That's Gzeirah Shoveh. Now this Gzeirah Shoveh that he's learning, it's not a real Gzeirah Shoveh, it's like a remez, and it's not the Oraisa, but Minna Tere, there's no such thing as Bedikas Chomets, there's Bior Chomets, getting rid of Chomets. Bedikas Chomets is Takonis HaChomets. So we understand that it's a remez Belma. So we learn Metziah from Metziah, two psukim have the word Metziah, and Metziah Mechipas, two psukim that have the word Chipas, and Chipas Mechipas, Achibas ben Neres, Neres ben Neres. Now he starts explaining. Mitzia learning Mitzia, Ksiv here. Okay, Shivas Yomim Se'oya lo Yimotzi Bebateha. No Se'oya should be found in your house. Ksiv Hosom, it says there, in the case of the bags of Tzui, where the cup was found in the sack of Binyamin, by a Chapes, he searched. By Godol Hechal, he began searching in the sack of the biggest brother, or by Koton Kilo, and he finished searching in the sack of the youngest brother, by Yemotze, and the cup was found in the sack of Binyamin. So in this pasuk you have Chipus, and you have by Yemotze. So we say that the Yemotze, so the Yemotze requires Chipus. That's what the Gzeirah Shoveh Shiv. Now, from Metziah, Mechipas Didei. Metziah learns from its Chipas. So we learn that Metziah has to be by means of Chipas of searching. Now, how do you make the Chipas, however? The Chipas you learn from Neves. The Sibo Eishahi, Achapes, I will search it with Shalayim by Neves, with lamps, Hashem said, with Neves. So you have the word Chipas with Neves. So we say the Chipas in the previous Pasuk also means Chippus by Neres. And Neres we learn from there. You don't need Neres. One Neres is sufficient. You see, Neres Hashem Nishmas Adam. A Neres Hashem is in a man's neshama. It means it searches into a man's neshama. Choyfes kol chadrei boten. And it searches out all the chambers of the belly. It means that no things can hide from Hashem's inspection. And the inspector person's thoughts and his mind. So therefore, when you take together all of these limudim, so you have now soyelo yemotze by means of chippus or searching, and by means of neiras, which means you have to take a neya and search for the chomets. That's a remez. Rabdikas chomets will ear on neya. Say that.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow the Avigda Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigdor.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.